Coming up, local elections get underway in Iraq. But first, as the Wisconsin primary draws near, polls show frontrunner John Kerry with a commanding lead. But many in that state say their votes are still undecided, so all the Democratic candidates are now airing commercials intent on winning minds in the last minutes, NPR's John McChesney reports.
To find out what folks in Wisconsin are thinking about the political commercials being beamed at them, we gathered 13 undecided voters in Madison and showed them the latest productions. We began with North Carolina Senator John Edwards, who is campaigning hard here to stay in the race. Polls show him in a distant second place. Wisconsin has lost tens of thousands of jobs over the past few years, and Edwards homes in on that issue in an ad that features a close-up of him alongside split-screen childhood shots of him with his mother and locked factory gates.
It's easy for candidates to talk about manufacturing and jobs, but I've lived it, and I have not forgotten it. My dad worked in textile mills to put food on our table, clothes on our backs. Today, the mills are gone. And so are the jobs. That's why I oppose NAFTA and why I'll end tax breaks for companies that send jobs overseas.
The oblique shot at John Kerry's approval of the North American Free Trade Agreement didn't strike our group as negative, and the ad got good reviews, with several people commenting on Edwards' strong personal presence. Donalia Dinsmore works with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
I just saw this ad last week, and I took a second look, and I said, wait a minute, I need to look at this guy closer. And before that, I was not impressed at all. And so I think that speaks worlds to its effectiveness.
So would you vote for him?
I'm not sure.
We turned to former Vermont Governor Howard Dean next. Dean saved his money during the last batch of primaries so he would have more firepower on Wisconsin's airwaves. He said in a letter to supporters that Wisconsin would be his last stand, although he has since vowed to stay in a race no matter what happens here. In his latest commercial, the narrator opens by saying that Dean has helped restore the soul of the Democratic Party.
Howard Dean had the courage to take on George Bush before it was politically popular on Iraq, health care, and a balanced budget. Now the media tells us the race is over and the Washington insiders have won. So on Tuesday, Wisconsin can be a rubber stamp or you can vote for real change.
The visuals in this ad are all generic clips of Dean talking with supporters. In his own voice, Dean gives only the required approval of the ad. In our group, the commercial had only a couple of fans, one saying that its defiant attitude might find support in Wisconsin, but Matt Becker, a technical writer, said defiant wasn't the word that came to his mind as he compared it with the Edwards ad.
The word that came to my mind was sort of desperate. It's so much more spin-heavy than the first commercial that we saw that it really struck me that instead of just kind of talking about himself and about his campaign, he kind of has to resort to a method of shaming us and, you know, don't be the rubber stamp, and instead of just trying to convince us in a straightforward manner.
For his part, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry is still using an ad that was very effective in Iowa, New Hampshire, and other states. It features a former member of his gunboat crew in Vietnam who credits Kerry with saving the crew's life. And Kerry is using a newer ad that also features his Vietnam experience.
John Kerry, he volunteered for Vietnam, was decorated for bravery, then helped rally the nation to end that war.
We need to get some things done in this country. Affordable health care, rolling back tax cuts for the wealthy, really investing in our kids.
The ad shows clips of Kerry in Vietnam and receiving a decoration and an anti-war demonstration, and then a personal close-up of the candidate. Rick Brooks, who teaches at the University of Wisconsin, says the ad allows Kerry to reach both people worried about national security and those opposed to the war in Iraq.
He can appeal to a broad array of people who otherwise might be opposed to each other, but he seems to be able to have it both ways.
And having it both ways may partly explain why Kerry has cut so deeply into Howard Dean's base of supporters. Consider 22-year-old James Murphy Aguila, a law student at the University of Wisconsin, who was a Dean supporter.
I consider myself sort of radical, and the fact that he had been in the war and then came back and protested it gave him a lot of credibility for me.
Aguila says he has decided to go for Kerry. And if he's any indication, then polls showing Kerry with an overwhelming lead over Dean are probably accurate. John McChesney, NPR News, Madison, Wisconsin.